Unit 3. Right to refuse? Page 52.
When better is worse. Vula Coyle had been teaching elementary school for 17 years when she was fired from her job. The reason? Her students were doing too well, consistently scoring above average on standardized state tests. According to the New York State Teacher Evaluation System, Coyle was rated as highly effective, the highest possible rating for a teacher. Why would an outstanding teacher be punished for a high performance? Because Coyle's students' high test scores created a problem for teachers at the next grade level, as well as for the entire school. New York State's rating system rewards teachers and schools when students show academic improvement from one grade to the next. But Coyle's fourth grade students did so well on standardized tests that when they reached fifth grade, their scores either did not improve or they got worse. This made the fifth grade teachers look bad and gave them low ratings, which in turn lowered the rating of the entire school, resulting in a possible loss of state funding. Coyle said she and her colleagues were regularly encouraged to avoid overachieving. She had repeatedly been told to dumb down her teaching and keep her students' test scores low. One faculty member said, "Our job is not to be optimal, but to be adequate." That underlying message of mediocrity was promoted, Coyle said. Teachers were also told to accept that a third of their students would master the material, another third would receive average scores, and the rest would fail. Coyle refused. "You're assuming from the start that you are abandoning a third of the children," she said. When Coyle ignored the warnings and refused to lower her standards, the school district initiated an investigation. Coyle was accused of helping students cheat on tests by encouraging them to check their answers and pointing out questions they had answered incorrectly. However, the charges were dismissed by an arbitrator, who said that the school district had not investigated the situation properly. They had not even bothered to question an assistant who was present when the test was given, and who denied the charges against Coyle. In an interview, Coyle accused the school district of launching a campaign against her and creating a divisive environment where the children are suffering. "They are not putting their concern where it needs to be, with the children and the taxpayers," she said. Although her name was cleared, Coyle was removed from the classroom and transferred to an administrative desk job. But she is fighting back. "Unless she is put back into the classroom, she will take legal action," she says.